Democratic Senate candidates are really quite embarrassing. So I'm not going to tell you what's happening. Just watch this clip.
Stand the stakes in this race. Send me to Washington, D.C. to send so I can work with Senator Casey and I can champion the union way of life in Jersey, in D.C. Thank you. Thank you very much. And it's an honor. I live 8 minutes away from here. And when I leave tonight, I got 3 miles away. Dr. Oz in his mansion in New Jersey. You've got a friend and you have an ally. Send me to Washington, D.C. Thank you very much. Thank you, steelworkers.
Inspirational speech, isn't it?
Oh, MLK Jr. Part 2.
So, yeah, clearly he's been taking speaking classes from Joe Biden because that delivery wasn't great, was it?
No.
And here he is again saying that he won't debate Dr. Oz. And let's hear what he says about the question.
You turned down Dr. Oz's invitation to debate. What made you come to that decision? And do you think you'll debate him before the election?
Oh, again, as I just said, this is just a sad approach at this point because they are trying to not focus on the condition of their campaign right now. And when they want to get into a serious conversation and really talk about having a debate, I'd be happy to engage in that.
So, it's weird that he's got a Klingon forehead, isn't it? I couldn't help but notice. He's got a double frown.
So there's an article here titled, and this is quite an amusing title, Democrat Senate candidate refuses to debate due to his brain damage but can serve in Congress. Okay. I mean, we got brain damage from Democratic candidate, but, you know, you can double up if you want. But he had a stroke and I think he was recovering recently.
Okay.
But obviously...
Maybe he shouldn't be running for office.
Exactly. Obviously, I don't want him to be unwell.
No, obviously.
Wish him good health. However, the fact that he's running for office and isn't able to give any speeches is not really good enough, is it?
Well, we found the one person in the country less, like, actually well enough to than Joe Biden. Like, how has this happened?
I don't know. So, the article reads, in order to avoid a debate with his Republican rival, Dr. Mehmet Oz, who I believe is an American TV personality.
Right.
I wasn't sure who he was until I looked this up because everyone in America was just talking about him like you're already supposed to know who he was.
Right.
But I think he was on Oprah for a while. He had his own TV show. Right. So he's a bit of a celebrity, I suppose. The 53-year-old Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania, John Fetterman, who already holds a position, it might be added. So he's...
Does he?
Yes, Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania, who is now running for the US Senate, cited his recent stroke as rendering it medically impossible. But then he's doing the rounds of interviews, he's doing speeches.
Also, I expect to be elected to an office. However, I am medically unfit to have a conversation with my opponent.
Mm-hmm. So yes, it's a bit ridiculous that this even has to be said, that someone has to be mentally well to be elected into a public office, Joe Biden.
Not necessarily true.
So yes, it's also worth pointing out that in this clip here, that John Fetterman called for 1/3 of all criminals to be released, which, as Don Jr. points out, the fake news fact checkers said was incorrect. But here we have a video, which is what Don Jr. shared here.
Dr. Oz is spreading lies on TV about John Fetterman. It's proven false.
We could release a third of our inmates and not make anyone less safe.
He said something remarkable that I agree with. He said, we could reduce our prison population by a third and not make anyone less safe.
You could release a third of our inmates and not make anyone less safe.
If we could reduce our prison population, we could return these individuals back to their families, back to their communities, and everyone is safer or better off. I was on a panel with our director of corrections, and he said something that I agree with. We could release 1/3 of our inmate population and not make anyone less safe.
So yes, this is fake news. This is obviously all doctored.
Yeah, I mean, in his defense, he's probably going to be saying, well, look, you know, 30% of the people in jail for nonviolent crimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be his argument, surely.
But he's not saying that
in
the clips. I mean, nonviolent drug offenders, I actually agree that they shouldn't really be in prison.
Sure.
But this is also pre-stroke as well. And he's saying this in a really inarticulate way, just saying, yes, a third of all prisoners, just almost like you have a lucky dip. And you can say, oh, you're a murderer, never mind.
He could have been more clear about it, mm-hmm. I agree.
But the caliber of people that they're trying to put into the Senate, I mean, the Senate is a pretty exclusive group of people.
Wow.
And these are the best well, it's not great. But
not anymore. It used to be important.
Mm-hmm. It used to be important, shall I say, then. However, the people that the Democrats are putting up for this office clearly are not up to the standard that you should expect. So, we look at this next article from the Post-Millennial, Project Veritas busts Democrat US Senate candidate saying treat white people like S.
Well, that's just mainstream Democrat policy.
It is. So it reads, in a newly released video from the investigative group Project Veritas, South Carolina State Representative and candidate for US Senate, Crystal Matthews, was captured telling an undercover journalist that it is key to treat white people like S. The Democrat politician unknowingly met with a reporter from Project Veritas who recorded her with a hidden camera espousing some extreme views. And it's also worth pointing out, could you imagine the uproar if a Republican was recorded saying you have to treat black people?
I don't even want to imagine, yeah.
So let's have a listen to what she's saying, shall we?
My district is heavily Republican and it's heavily white.
Wow.
I'm not a stranger to white people. I'm from a mostly white town.
Yeah.
And let me tell you one thing. You got to know who you're dealing with. Like, you got to treat them like shit. Like, that's the only way they respect you. Like,
yeah, no.
I keep them right here, like, under my thumb. Like, that's where I keep them. Like, you have to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they get out of control like kids.
Trust.
So, you know, like, for me, all these other people are tiptoeing around them, and I'm like, no, that's some white shit. I ain't doing that.
Yeah.
They be like, well, I'm just going to say some white shit.
Yeah.
And that was my problem with Bernie, because he was talking to an all-black crowd, and he was afraid to say black shit. I said, if I'm talking to an all-black crowd, I'm going to say black shit.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't like it, then you get your white ass up and leave.
That's exactly how I do it.
She's a classy lady.
Yeah.
But yeah.
If I'm talking to an all-black crowd, I'll just say some black ass. madness. Absolute madness.
Yeah, and she's talking about talking to white people like talking to children. Isn't that a bit racist to say that we're somehow infantilized?
You would think so.
But yes, that has also come out. And there's also the fact that the Wisconsin Democratic Senate candidate, Mandela Barnes, has basically tried to shun Joe Biden entirely. Here he is in an interview.
Yeah.
With labor workers in union yesterday, you also did not appear with the president yesterday. Why was that?
Well, we had a pre-packed schedule, had to get around the state. I'm really grateful that the president has shown his support for the labor movement here in Wisconsin.
Having a packed schedule, just like, oh, sorry.
Too busy for the president, mate. Well, I mean, look at Joe Biden's approval rate.
I mean, I've been on enough dates with women to know that when they say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm just too busy at the minute, that means I don't want to be associated with you.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean.
So here's Joe Biden giving his endorsement, and you can tell it's a little bit awkward.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and the same goes for Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, who couldn't be here, but he's going to be your next United States Senator.
Couldn't be it. Just too busy.
Oh, he is.
Probably had a bigger crowd to go and talk to.
That's true. So it's also worth pointing out that this candidate who's distancing himself from Biden, what he's actually in support of is eliminating cash bail, abolishing ICE, defunding the police, and slashing the corrections budget, and allowing inmates to vote.
Okay, so most radical left-wing policies.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay, well.
So, this is pretty awful for the Democrats. So,
who's voting for this, honestly?
I don't know. So, something that is probably the most hilarious one of the lot is this next one. So, this Democratic candidate drops out of the state Senate race in Arizona, in which he was the only candidate. So, it was a safe Democratic seat as well. And now it's been turned into, as they say here, a write-in free-for-all. So
why did he drop out?
So he's been hired by an Arizona electric power and utility company. So he thinks it's more important to work for this company that deals in electric power and water utilities than it is to be elected to the Senate as a Democrat.
Must be more money in it. But the only candidate didn't even bother.
Yeah, it's not even worth going to the Senate if you're a Democrat.
It says a lot about the state of democracy in America, doesn't it?
It really does. And it gets even worse than that. And isn't necessarily a senator, but it's a Democrat all the same. And this is some recent news, and this is what Andy Ngo's reporting on.
Hmm.
There's a Democrat administrator who recently lost their primary in Nevada, and they're being investigated for the murder of a reporter who was found stabbed to death. And this reporter wrote a series of articles basically lambasting this person for being corrupt, and they're the main suspect in their murder. And so, there's certainly a motive there, because they're outing them as being corrupt. They lost their race.
Yeah.
They're kind of ashamed of themselves, and therefore they were looking out for some revenge.
They're not sending their best,
Las Vegas, yes.
Yeah.
So this is pretty horrific. And I mean, I wonder how this is going to resonate with Democrat voters. That there are people who are murderers. There are people who can't speak. There are people...
Open racists.
Yeah, open racists. People who are giving up an open race. It's unbelievable, really, isn't it?
The absolute state, honestly.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the interviews we do, this one between Carl and Sebastian Gorka on the wall for America's soul. You'll find out what else Carl's putting out. You can follow him on Getter at @CarlBenjamin on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.